Ukraine is in the headlines every day as the war with Russia presses into its third month. But on this day, 36 years ago, the world was watching a disaster of a different kind unfold north of Kyiv. Here's ABC's Peter Jennings in April of 1986.
There has been a nuclear accident in the Soviet Union, and the Soviets have admitted that it happened. The Soviet version is this. One of the atomic reactors at the Chernobyl atomic power plant near the city of Kyiv was damaged, and there is speculation in Moscow that people were injured and may have died. The Soviets may have been...
At least 31 people died in the immediate aftermath of the Chernobyl reactor meltdown. It sent a plume of radiation across parts of the Soviet Union and into Western Europe. Many more became seriously ill. But it wasn't until the day after the explosion that Soviet officials evacuated the area, telling residents in announcements like this one to leave their homes and take important documents with them. No residents returned to the nearby towns to live. Instead, a 1,000-square-mile exclusion zone was established to keep people out. Our next guest has been there. Maxim Dunduk is a Ukrainian photographer. He first went to Chernobyl to calm himself after photographing the Russian-backed separatist war in eastern Ukraine in 2014.
I just decided I need to go some quiet place, some place without any people.
And what he found on that trip inside abandoned homes still full of mementos from everyday life became inspiration for a much larger project.
After I start to go inside of building, I found artifacts like films or pictures or letters. And more than 35 years, nobody collected. And it's huge, huge archive. And I don't know why. So I think it's not like my decision work on this project. It looks like just, I don't know, somebody need to collect it, somebody need to save these artifacts. And for me, it looks like a Chernobyl area just, I don't know, choose me or just open me this portal for collect picture about people.
So you emerge from the war in the Donbass looking for some isolation. You walk through the exclusion zone for several months through the villages there. What was that like? What did you see?
It's really amazing experience because you can walk in and it looks like apocalypse area. It's like we can see how can
the apocalypse.
How can be our planet after us? It's empty area. People destroy this area.
The homes just completely abandoned. Tell me more about these pictures, the artifacts, the 15,000 mementos that you found. Which of those stood out to you?
First time I just found a few letters and few pictures and start thinking, okay, if I found more, I should collect it. Now, yeah, you say correct, it's a 15,000 paper artifacts and more than 300 films. So for me, it's
well. How did you find those pictures and those films? I mean,
Last summer I spent with my wife 3 months, and I lived. We lived in Chernobyl, and I just wake up in 6 morning, go to the village, and check every house by walking. And spent 3 months only for checking 22 or 21 village for every house. I create like map with pin because I create ID for every family because I think it's important to not only collect picture, it's like make like some system, some library, like map where I found this picture because it looks like garbage. It's after 35 years, it's just completely destroyed. Building and garbage and a lot of trash, and I need to check everything in this building.
So describe one of those pictures for me, or one of the films that you found in this rubble. Like, what does it show you that tells the story of what life was like in Chernobyl before this terrible disaster happened?
I can see how this area it looks before Chernobyl, because every village had one or two photographers who covered life in this village. And for me, it's very interesting. It's like time machine for me. It's like unbelievable. Sometimes I can find some old photos before Soviet Union. And in the same time, radiation, weather, and time destroyed film and picture. And you can see time inside of this picture because it's not like clear good black and white picture. It's destroyed with some distortion, sometimes like abstraction. So for me, it's just art of radiation or time, everything.
So time and radiation damaged the film. Fascinating. Did you feel uncomfortable at all taking these objects from the place where they'd essentially been frozen in time, almost like robbing a sacred site? I hate to put it that way, but some might see it like that.
I really ask myself why, I don't know, some organization or institute or some museum did it before. I think it's very important. It's visual memory of my country. I think I need to keep it safe for children. Imagine children cannot see how looks a grandma or grandpa, because Soviet Union government say you can take only passport and I don't know, just some small luggage, and they couldn't take any picture or films. Maybe in future I can make some online archive or museum or library where family can find letters, films, picture, or how looks their house. It's important to remember how our mistake destroyed the area.
I wonder if you see some parallels between the current war and what happened at Chernobyl, because I'm sure that people believed that they would be able to come back to their homes around Chernobyl soon after the disaster. Of course, they have not, because the damage was too extreme. Millions of people have left Ukraine in this war, hoping to come back as soon as possible. Do you see any connections there?
Yeah, I think, yeah, you just got it, yeah. Because I didn't think about it, but this looks like a lot of people will not come back to this area because it's maybe destroyed city or village. Maybe Russia will occupy it and we cannot liberate this area. It's going to be unfortunate.
Maxim Dunduk is a Ukrainian artist who's been collecting photographs and other artifacts left behind in the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster 36 years ago today. Maxim, thank you so much.
Thank you.